Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I am Krishna Murari and today you are listening Durutu Idirumuni Chandrasekara report, in which she writes, "Hospitals out of drugs, surgeries next, Sri Lanka's once lauded health sector is in crisis." She writes, "Faced with chronic shortages of medical equipment, antibiotics and anesthetics, doctors at major hospitals, especially state-run ones across Sri Lanka, have been forced to stop performing non-emergency surgeries, the print has learned. This is just one aspect of the devastating effect that the country's ongoing economic crisis had on the health sector, which was once lauded for providing better medical care than its neighbors in South Asia. Funds are so low, doctors at state hospitals say that even providing meals for inpatients has become a challenge. Further, given that Sri Lanka imports about 86% of its pharmaceutical supplies, the country's foreign exchange crunch has led to a shortage of medical supplies and also increased the price of all generic drugs by about 30% island-wide. Patients scheduled for surgery and other medical procedures from as long as 6 months ago are being turned away," said Dr. Haritha Aludki, secretary of the Government Medical Officers Association, a doctor's trade union. He added that life-saving tests are also not being performed due to shortages of consumables like blood glucose strips, blood gas machines, catheter tubes, cardiac stents, and ultrasound scan paper. Whatever stocks are there, he said, have been allocated for emergency surgeries. A pediatrician at a state hospital also felt the print under condition of anonymity that these basic consumables were unavailable because there were no funds to purchase them. Medicines and even food are now luxuries at government facilities, with many patients depending on the largesse of those who are financially better off, including Sri Lankans living abroad. The pediatrician said that the document room at the hospital where he works is now basically a storeroom with milk, eggs and dry rations piled up. These items are donated by people because we cannot afford a nutritious meal for the children. It is so bad that we have a milk and egg fund, he said. In the case of medicines too, many patients rely on acts of kindness. What generally happens is certain patients get together and purchase from pharmacies outside at higher prices and give it out to those who cannot afford the drug. A pediatrician attached to the Lady Ridgeway General Hospital in Colombo said. The health sector's predicament in Sri Lanka started in parallel with the foreign exchange crisis by March this year, according to Dr. Anwar Hamdani, Director of Medical Technical Services at the country's Ministry of Health. At the time, 14 vital medical items were in short supply along with 300 essential items, he said. Currently, about 112 drugs are still in short supply, he said, noting that there is a sizable shortage of reagents as well. Reagents are substances or compounds that facilitate chemical reactions and are widely used in tests. Certain vulnerable groups are most severely affected by drug shortages, including pediatric and cancer patients. State sector doctors said that the meropenem, an antibiotic that is often used to treat babies, is no longer available in government hospitals, and neither is the meningococcal vaccine. The chemotherapy drug germicitabine is also out of stock. The All Island Pharmacy Owners Association Private Limited, AIPOA, a body of pharmacists, is struggling with requests to supply cancer medication. The issue at the state sector hospitals is so acute that 95% of state pharmaceutical corporation drugs are not available. The cancer drugs were always brought down from abroad by the SPC. Now there are hardly any, said GMCD Gankhanda, chairman of the AIPOA. Thilani Vijasingha, 44, a business owner from Mulareyava in the heart of Colombo, said finding cancer medication for her mother is a major challenge. She is being treated at the government-owned Nivelli Fernando Hospital, and at times we run from pillar to post looking for drugs. More often than not, we need to purchase it from outside the hospital, Vijasingha said. Many cancer patients can barely afford these medicines. According to the issue, many expensive cancer medicines are up by more than four times in price, pharmacy owners say. Chamath Amara Siri, 25, an office assistant, said the doctors at the National Hospital Kandy in Sri Lanka's Highlands, where his father is being treated for blood cancer, requested them to purchase medicines from private pharmacy for the chemotherapy treatment. I only managed to get 2 doses. I need 5 more. I am told it is not available in the area. It is very costly. We can hardly afford it, Amara Siri said. To help tide over the healthcare crisis, expatriate Sri Lankans are stepping up with donations. How we manage medicines at critical times is through the College of Pediatricians, fund operated by a crisis team and funded by overseas Sri Lankans, said the pediatrician quoted earlier. Overseas donations such as these sent by air freight and shipping containers are actively sought by state sector hospitals. We get donations from the diaspora. So far, we have mostly got them from Australia. Some well-wishers bring it directly from overseas and hand it over to the fund hospital. Nobody wants to give cash to the Ministry of Health, a government sector doctor said. Different countries have donated about $9 million in medicines and supplies since March. In addition, expat organizations and groups provided drugs worth almost $1.3 million, said officials at Sri Lanka's Ministry of Health, which oversees 1,200 healthcare institutions. Dr. Hamdani claimed that expatriate community in the UAE was the first to start sending donations. We are very grateful to them for starting the initiative, he said. Ishtiaq Razik, president of Sahana, a Sri Lankan welfare association in the UAE, said that they sent had medicines to Sri Lanka after a lot of coordination efforts with the country's Ministry of Health. According to Dr. Hamdani, donations have also come from the expat community in countries like Bangladesh, Indonesia, India, France, Vietnam, China, and Nepal. International donor agencies are also providing some relief. For instance, AmeriCares, one of the world's leading non-profit organizations, donated $7,73,000 in medical supplies to Sri Lanka at the request of the Sri Lankan embassy in Washington, D.C. last month. Dr. Hamdani added that last week too, the ministry had discussions with lending agencies that pledged sizable donations. Last month, the United Nations Development Programme UNDP in Sri Lanka announced it would procure and deliver vital and essential medicines and medical supplies for the country. Together with the World Health Organization in Sri Lanka, with the financial support of the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund. According to Dr. Hamdani, the ministry is trying to procure medical items for 3 months through soft loans by donor agencies. He added, "We have also initiated a plan for sizable security for medical drugs for the next 6 months and through donor agencies to subsequently sign agreements to procure medicines for the next year." Thank you for listening to this podcast.